In 1988, the noted handicapper Jimmy the Greek Snyder offered the opinion that blacks were naturally better athletes than whites. A year earlier, Al Campanis, the general manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers, said that blacks lacked what he called the necessities to be great managers or general managers. Both men are white. Loud and vehement charges of racism followed their comments. Earlier this month, on a scorching July afternoon, Chicago Cubs manager Dusty Baker said Hispanics and blacks play baseball better in the heat than whites. Baker, who is African American, said that blacks' skin color is more conducive to heat than it is for lighter-skinned people, right? He added, "You don't see brothers running around burnt. Yeah, that's a fact. I'm not making this stuff up, right?" Baker's comments touched off a few charges of racism, but no uproar. Weekend Edition commentator Alfred Lubrano wonders whether there is any scientific basis for the odd things that are said in the name of race.
So there was Dusty Baker telling the world that black people and Latinos play better in the heat. White men, it seems, can neither jump nor can they hit baseballs when the thermometer reaches 90. Tell that to Joe DiMaggio, rest his soul. We all know how this race stuff plays out in America. The rules say Baker is allowed to make an odd or inappropriate remark about black people. If a white guy had said it, of course, people would have gone nuts. But no one ever stops to discuss, rationally, whether there's any truth to the remark, or where it comes from, or what racial differences might mean, if anything. We as a nation are so uptight about race, we'd just as soon not have the conversation. Comedian Colin Quinn once observed that Americans celebrate their diversity, then hasten to add, "But everyone is really the same." As it happens, genetic research has answered lots of the questions the rest of us tiptoe around. Molecular anthropologists like Theodore Schur tell us there are no profound differences between people based on race. There is, in fact, no such thing as race in the human species in a biological sense, Schur says. There are no mammals more alike on the planet than humans. This doesn't mean that we don't have cultural differences. And when our genes interact with our environment, our diet, and other factors, the result can be very different types of people. Individuals are just that. Variations among Africans, for example, run the gamut, says biological anthropologist Alan Goodman, from people with great ability to tolerate heat to those who can't stand it. Biology is not destiny. When the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have to play football in December in Green Bay, even the players with Norwegian blood think it's pretty cold. And on the baseball diamond, black infielders get hot and thirsty during July doubleheaders, same as white guys.
Alfred Lubrano writes for the Philadelphia Inquirer. It's 22 minutes before the hour.